Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Makos Daf Dalad, Makos 4. And the Gemara has gone on a tangent discussing laws related to a mikvah. In this context, the Gemara cites a teaching in the name of Rav, Chavis Malaya Mayim. If you have a barrel filled with water, which is water that is not kosher for a mikvah, Shenafo Yam Hagadol, which falls into the Great Sea, which here we assume we're talking about the Mediterranean Sea, and therefore the Mediterranean Sea is normally water that is kosher for a mikvah, but now we have unkosher water that has fallen into it. Hatovel sham lo also lo tvila, that if somebody immerses in that mikvah, in that Mediterranean Sea, at that point, since they have the water there that has fallen in, if somebody immerses in that water, we say that the immersion is not qualified this person, and the person still remains in their state of ritual impurity. And the reason is the chashinan l'shlosh lugin shelo yu b'malkom echad, because we're concerned that there are three lugin, which is a measurement of water that was drawn water, and drawn water, that it was water that has been drawn at any point, makes it unable to be used for a mikvah, and so therefore we have this concern. And so since we're concerned that you the person who immersed in the drawn water, therefore we have to concerned that the person was really not able to immerse properly in a mikvah, and so therefore the immersion is invalid. And the Gemara explains, and this law is dafko liyam hagadol. This rule is specifically for the Mediterranean Sea, dekai v'kaimi, because the water remains in one place, and so therefore we have to be concerned that the water that was drawn from the barrel and poured into the mikvah has basically said that the immersion is not valid. But if a person is immersed in a river, which is where the water is moving, then we say there's no concern at all. This is the explanation, basically, way Rashi has interpreted the Gemara. And the reason why Rashi interprets the Gemara this way is because we have a general concern that in general, we have this concept with respect to mikvah through the law of hashaka, which literally means to, like, perhaps related to the word to kiss, nishika. And we say, therefore, that any water, that once you have a mikvah with kosher water of 40 saw, which is the measurement, then we say that if you have drawn water there, interacts with it, it doesn't disqualify the mikvah. So therefore, in this case, the question is, why is this considered to be invalidating? Because even if the water from the barrel was poured in and the person immersed in it, it still should have not been disqualified through the principle of Ashaka, that it should have been kind of absorbed into all the waters of the Mediterranean Sea. And so therefore Rashi interprets this, that what we're talking about, the concern is that after the person has immersed properly in a mikvah, he then comes up and he contacts this water from the barrel that was in the Mediterranean Sea, and that is a problem, because the rabbis made an additional decree that if a person, after they immerse in a kosher mikvah, then comes into contact with three rugin of water that was drawn of mayim she'uvin, then that person becomes disqualified rabbinically from eating tuma. And so therefore that is the concern that we're talking about here. That's according to Rashi. Tosfos challenges then, says, where do we get that idea that you would be disqualified even rabbinically? Because the concept of hashaka should also work to disqualify this water, even though it was drawn from the barrel, even to prevent you from becoming rabbinically ritually impure. So therefore Tosfos says what we're talking about here is wine that was poured into the sea, not water. And so therefore the concern is, and since a barrel of wine was poured in, that, and since it was standing in one place, and so therefore, since it's recognizable, everybody sees the wine, and so therefore, we're going to be concerned about it. And we're talking about white wine, which doesn't change the appearance of the water. That's the concern. But if it would be water, it would certainly be okay. There are other explanations about this. So, for example, the Ravon says, no, that the answer is that since the person immersed simultaneously with the water falling in, therefore we cannot apply the principle of Ashaka, because the water that was poured from the barrel had not yet dispersed throughout the sea. The Kesef Mishnah says, when we're talking about, when we say the concept of Hashaka, that only works if it is Derech Shaficha, if it is poured in. That's how we say the concept of Ashaka. But if the water comes in a different context, in a different manner, then we're not going to say this concept of Hashaka. And the Ritva says, Now, there's the reason why Hashaka doesn't work in this circumstance is because it's salt water. And so with salt water, the regular water will not disperse. And so therefore, we're not going to say this principle of Hashaka. These three approaches are actually very relevant. The approach of the Rava and the Kesef Mishnah and the Ritva are very relevant because the Chishuke Chemed discusses the case of a person who pours a bottle of whiskey into the Kinneret in Israel, into the Kinneret Lake in Israel on Pesach. And we know that generally speaking that people will drink water from the Kinneret that serves as a source of drinking water. And so therefore, since whiskey is considered to be chometz, it's considered to be like a bread product that a person is not able to use on Pesach. And so therefore, since we have this whiskey that has come into the Kinneret, are you allowed to drink water from the Kinneret afterwards? And so therefore, the Chishuke Chemed says, well, if we follow the approaches here of the Ritva, who says that it's a different situation when salt water doesn't absorb, but regular water will be dispersed. And even though, in generally speaking, we say that chametz is aser b'mashu, that even one drop of chametz will make something invalid. However, if it's a situation where it's connected to the ground, then some say that logic will not apply. And since the whole Kinneret is connected to the ground, we have more leniency. And so therefore, the Chishuke Chemed cites the fact that the Chavos Yair says that the water will not become disqualified, and you could still drink from the Kinneret, even though a person has poured in a bottle of whiskey into the Kinneret on Pesach. It doesn't disqualify all the drinking water from being drunk on Pesach, even though there was bread products in the Kinneret on Pesach.